Hello everyone, welcome to Tesla Daily News. Today is July 26th, Sunday, and the following is the latest Tesla news. According to the Motley Fool, Tesla's stock has had a very rough year, and investor patience is being tested after a sharp post-earnings sell-off and a mounting list of strategic uncertainties. The article notes that Tesla still enjoys one of the most loyal shareholder bases in the market, but the combination of heavy spending plans, shifting timelines for robotaxis, and intensifying competition is forcing investors to re-evaluate how long they are willing to wait for Elon Musk's long-promised growth stories to fully materialize. The piece highlights that enthusiasm for Tesla's role in AI, autonomy, and energy remains high, yet there is a growing divide between believers in Musk's long-term vision and those who are increasingly focused on near-term profitability and execution risk. For those following the stock, this underscores a key tension. Tesla remains a high-conviction story for many, but it is no longer being treated as an untouchable market darling. According to another analysis from The Motley Fool, Tesla's latest earnings report triggered a share price drop of more than 15% in a single session, leaving the stock more than 30% lower for the year to date, and raising the question of whether this is a buying opportunity or a value trap. The article explains that Tesla badly missed Wall Street's adjusted earnings estimates while simultaneously laying out an aggressive spending plan. Management expects capital expenditures of around $25 billion this year and growing over the next several years as the company ramps up Optimus humanoid robot production, builds out a robotaxi fleet, expands its AI computing infrastructure, and invests in its ambitious in-house semiconductor Terafab project. At the same time, Tesla significantly softened its rhetoric around robotaxis. A year ago, Elon Musk was publicly suggesting that robotaxis could be accessible to half of the US population by the end of 2025. That milestone has clearly not been reached. Supervised and unsupervised robotaxi rides are still limited to only a couple of states, and according to TechCrunch data cited in the article, paid robotaxi miles actually fell sequentially in the second quarter. The Fool further notes that Musk continues to insist that the Optimus robot could eventually become Tesla's biggest product, but he openly acknowledges substantial technical hurdles, especially in achieving sufficient dexterity and ramping an entirely new supply chain. The Terafab initiative, which aims to combine logic, memory, and advanced packaging in one facility, is described as so ambitious that even Nvidia's CEO has questioned how realistic it is. On the positive side, Tesla's core EV business showed some recovery in volumes. Second quarter vehicle deliveries climbed about a quarter year over year, a clear improvement from the low single-digit growth earlier in the year and prior declines in 2025. Automotive revenue rose in the low 20s to roughly $20.5 billion, helped by more than 50% growth in active full self-driving subscriptions, which reached nearly 1.5 million users purchasing either monthly subscriptions or upfront licenses. Total company revenue grew in the mid-20s to around $28 billion, with energy and services segments both contributing double-digit growth. However, the article points out that Tesla's high-margin regulatory credit revenue plunged by roughly two-thirds to only about $146 million, due in large part to weaker penalties and looser standards for fuel economy and emissions in the United States and Europe. This is pressuring profit on the core EV business at the very moment when operating expenses are rising sharply, nearly 50% year-over-year, and when Tesla is in a cash-intensive investment cycle. Operating cash flow was strong, increasing to approximately $4.7 billion, but capital expenditures of about $5.8 billion pushed free cash flow firmly into negative territory for the quarter. The author's conclusion for investors is cautious. Using an estimated forward earnings multiple around the high triple digits, they argue that Tesla's valuation remains heavily dependent on speculative future platforms like robotaxis and Optimus that are not yet proven or scaled, while legacy profit levers such as regulatory credits are diminishing. There is also open discussion in markets that a future combination with SpaceX could provide some valuation support, but that scenario itself is uncertain given SpaceX's own capital needs. For many investors, the message is that Tesla may no longer justify a premium valuation until there is clearer progress and monetization in autonomy and robotics. According to reporting from NP Investor in Denmark, high-profile growth investor Cathie Wood has responded to the latest Tesla share price plunge by buying approximately $50 million worth of Tesla stock across her ARK investment management funds. The purchase came immediately after Tesla's disappointing quarterly report and the double-digit percentage sell-off that followed. Wood is well known for using earnings-related volatility as an opportunity to either trim or add to positions she views as long-term winners, and Tesla has historically been one of the flagship holdings in her ARK Innovation ETF. Her investment thesis continues to center on Tesla's potential upside from robotaxis, AI, and autonomous driving, with the belief that these technologies could eventually justify valuations far above the current share price. The article notes that the past year has been mixed for ARK Innovation ETF, as volatile growth and technology shares whipsawed with changing interest rate expectations and fluctuating investor appetite for risk. Tesla's own sharp moves around earnings have contributed meaningfully to this volatility. For Danish and European retail investors, who often own Tesla either directly or via US growth-focused funds, this new round of buying by what reinforces the split sentiment in the market. Some prominent investors are clearly willing to lean into weakness and treat the stock as a long-term buying opportunity, while many others are selling into fear over slowing profit growth and rising capex. First Post in India reports on a high-profile interview between Elon Musk and The Economist editor-in-chief, in which Musk argued that artificial intelligence and robotics could so fundamentally reshape the global economy that, by the mid-30s, traditional money may barely matter. Musk's core claim is that money's relevance depends on scarcity in goods and services. If AI and robots can provide virtually unlimited goods and services at near-zero marginal cost, demand for money as we understand it could erode. He suggested that in such a world, governments could simply issue direct support to individuals writing checks in his phrase without triggering classic inflation dynamics, because output of goods and services would be rising even faster than the supply of money. The interview highlights a strong contrast between Musk's economic optimism about an AI-driven abundance and the political and social constraints raised by his interviewer. Concerns were voiced about job displacement, rising inequality, and the risk of political backlash in the form of nationalization, heavy taxes on capital, or aggressive redistribution. Musk predicted that deflation, not inflation, would be the primary macroeconomic challenge in such an environment. He even suggested that the question of whether to continue AI development may be moot, because the technology's momentum is now too strong to halt. The priority, in his view, should be on shaping AI's safety and alignment. For Tesla investors, this conversation is relevant because it reinforces Musk's framing of Tesla as far more than an automaker. In his narrative, Tesla is positioned as a central player in a future economy where AI, humanoid robots, and autonomous vehicles are the primary creators of value. This perspective helps explain why Tesla is pouring tens of billions of dollars into AI computing infrastructure, Optimus robots, and robotaxis, even as those investments compress near-term earnings. Musk's oscillation between exhilaration and terror regarding AI also underscores the risk side of the equation. The same technologies that could transform Tesla into a dominant AI robotics platform could also face regulatory pushback, public skepticism, and serious ethical challenges. According to Haberer in Turkey, Tesla is facing regulatory headwinds in Europe as France has moved to veto approval of Tesla's full self-driving software in its current form for the European Union market, citing safety concerns. The French transport minister, Philippe Tabarot, expressed worries that the system may encourage speeding beyond posted limits and distract drivers from maintaining sufficient attention to the road. While the Netherlands had granted a temporary approval earlier in the year and several EU countries, including Belgium, Denmark, Estonia, and Lithuania, had signaled openness, France's position complicates the EU-wide regulatory process. The French stance is particularly significant because the European Union is still working toward its final votes on whether, and under what conditions, FSD can be deployed broadly across the bloc, with key decisions scheduled for the fall. Elon Musk publicly criticized France's move, arguing that restricting FSD will ultimately lead to more road fatalities because he believes Tesla's system is already safer than human drivers. For investors, the episode is a pointed reminder that Tesla's path to monetizing autonomy is not just a technical race but also a regulatory and political one. Markets like Europe, where Tesla has a substantial and growing vehicle base, are central to the long-term subscription economics of FSD. Delays or partial approvals could reduce the near-term payoff on Tesla's significant AI and software investments. Another report from Haberer highlights continued uncertainty around Tesla's hardware upgrade path for older vehicles equipped with the HW3 self-driving computer. During the discussion of second-quarter financial results, investors pressed Elon Musk on whether Tesla would provide either free or structured hardware upgrades to bring HW3 cars closer in capability to newer Hardware 4 platforms or beyond. Musk acknowledged that, at some point, a broader upgrade program could make financial sense, but he did not commit to any specific timeline, technical approach, or cost-sharing structure. What stood out in the report is that Tesla appears less likely to upgrade HW3 vehicles to the current Hardware 4 platform and instead is looking ahead to more advanced AI computing architectures that are still under development. Musk mentioned that an improved version of the AI4 platform could enter production around the middle of next year, and that a more powerful AI5 architecture is also expected to reach mass production, initially for the Optimus humanoid robot. In effect, this means that owners of existing HW3 cars are being asked to wait for technologies that are not yet in the market. The article notes that Tesla has, since 2016, marketed its vehicles as having all necessary hardware for full autonomy and has sold FSD packages sometimes for up to $15,000 on that premise. Musk has since conceded that HW3's memory bandwidth is only about 1/8 that of HW4, and that it is likely inadequate for full unsupervised autonomy. Industry estimates suggest Tesla may need to upgrade the computers in roughly 4 million vehicles or face substantial legal and reputational risk. For now, Tesla is offering HW3 cars a limited FSD V14 Lite experience, rather than the full feature set being rolled out on newer hardware. For investors, this unresolved issue represents a potentially large capital commitment or liability that has yet to be fully quantified in Tesla's financial roadmap. Clean Technica reports that Germany's electric vehicle market reached a major milestone in the second quarter, with plug-in vehicles accounting for nearly 40% of all new passenger car registrations, and fully battery electric models alone capturing more than a quarter of the market. Within this rapidly expanding environment, Tesla's Model Y reclaimed the title of best-selling battery electric vehicle in Germany, with more than 10,000 registrations during the quarter. This is noteworthy because it marks the first time in over 2 years that the Model Y has held the top spot, after having last led the market in early 2024. The article emphasizes that overall German auto sales rose in the mid-single digits year over year, but battery electric volumes jumped more than 50%, driven by a combination of renewed purchase incentives and sharply higher oil and fuel prices, themselves influenced by geopolitical tensions and conflict in the Middle East. Plug-in hybrids saw more modest growth, and traditional combustion powertrains, both petrol and diesel, continued their steady decline in share. Hybrids without plug-ins now represent the single largest powertrain category, but the trajectory clearly favors plug-ins, with projections that they could approach half of all new car sales in Germany by year-end. For Tesla, the strong showing of the Model Y suggests that the company still has significant brand power and product-market fit in Europe's largest auto market, even amid fierce competition from Volkswagen Group, BMW, Mercedes, and a wave of Chinese entrants. The Model Y's renewed leadership, following a period of losing ground to rivals like the Skoda Elroq and Volkswagen ID.3, can be interpreted as evidence that recent pricing moves and ongoing software improvements are resonating with German consumers. At the same time, the article notes that some German manufacturers are considering shifting production to countries with lower energy costs, underscoring the broader industrial pressure in which Tesla also operates. Il Fatto Quotidiano in Italy reports on a dramatic multi-vehicle accident in Maryland involving a Tesla Cybertruck that has sparked fresh debate about the vehicle's safety performance. According to the report, a moving truck lost control and slammed into a line of vehicles, triggering a chain reaction crash involving around 10 cars, including a Cybertruck. Images from the scene show the Cybertruck's rear cargo bed completely separated from the cabin, leaving the bed resting on the roadway several feet behind the passenger compartment. Despite the visually shocking damage, the cabin itself appears to have remained structurally intact, and all occupants reportedly exited the vehicle without serious injury. Local authorities in Montgomery County evaluated 18 people in total, transporting 10 individuals including 3 children to nearby hospitals, all with injuries described as minor. No life-threatening injuries were reported, an outcome that both surprised first responders and fueled public discussion about real-world crash performance. The article underscores that a single roadside accident cannot substitute for controlled crash testing, given the many variables such as impact angles, speeds, and vehicle masses. However, the incident has reignited questions about how the Cybertruck's unconventional, ultra-rigid stainless steel exoskeleton behaves in severe collisions. The apparent preservation of the passenger cabin will likely be cited by Tesla supporters as evidence of strong occupant protection, while critics may raise concerns about how such a stiff structure distributes forces to other vehicles in the crash. For investors and enthusiasts, the episode highlights both the marketing and regulatory stakes surrounding Cybertruck as it rolls out more broadly in North America. Finally, German outlet and TV takes a broader look at the future of EV battery technology and the implications for companies like Tesla. The report notes that surging EV adoption in Germany is being supported not just by subsidies and high fuel prices, but also by ongoing innovation in battery chemistry and architecture. The piece surveys several emerging technologies: solid-state batteries with lithium metal anodes, lithium sulfur cells, and sodium-ion batteries often referred to as SALT technology. It points out that while Tesla and other current market leaders are heavily reliant on lithium-ion chemistries, especially LFP and nickel-rich variants, there is growing concern about lithium supply concentration and price volatility, much of which is influenced by China's long-term raw material strategy. Experts interviewed suggest that sodium-ion batteries, which use abundant sodium found in common salt, are reaching an impressive level of manufacturing maturity, with early commercial products already on the market from Chinese companies and large manufacturers like CATL beginning production. These sodium-ion cells are expected to be particularly competitive against LFP in cost-sensitive segments and stationary storage, even though they offer lower energy density than higher-end lithium-ion designs. The article also discusses the rise of battery swapping concepts, as tested by companies like NIO, and concludes that while swapping may find its strongest use in commercial fleets and heavy trucks, it faces standardization and consumer preference challenges in Europe's passenger car market. From a Tesla investor's perspective, this broader technological landscape reinforces both the opportunity and the risk. Tesla has historically led in battery innovation and vertically integrated manufacturing, but the next big chemistry could come from a wide range of players. If sodium-ion or other alternative chemistries mature quickly, they could reshape competitive dynamics in entry-level EVs and grid storage areas where Tesla's current product lineup and cost structure will need to adapt. At the same time, the article highlights that many early Tesla Roadsters and first-generation BMW i3s still appear to be running their original packs, suggesting that well-engineered lithium-ion batteries can outlast the vehicles themselves, which supports Tesla's long-term value proposition around durability and total cost of ownership. Thank you for listening to today's Tesla Daily News. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe and stay tuned for the next update.